Welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Great to be with you today. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. We're talking about why you should process your tasks in bulk today. Today's episode is sponsored by Viva Virtual Assistants. Viva helps you compete with the big guys. Everybody has VAs out there right now, especially the big ones. They've even gone over and opened their own virtual worlds, set call centers over there, India, Philippines, all that kind of stuff. Viva is in the central convenient time zone. They've got insurance-trained VAs, which makes them race out in front of the pack easily. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and click on virtual assistants. It'll get you hooked up with those folks over there at Viva. We appreciate the sponsorship of today's episode from Viva. Okay, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about why you should process your tasks in bulk. You know, in our agency management system, which we use Hawksoft, shout out to the folks over there at Hawksoft, we have a bunch of different categories. And instead of suspending things, as they used to call it, now they call it a task, instead of suspending things to a person and then having that person call out sick, quit, get fired, whatever, right? Like, not that we have a huge amount of turnover, but we do have people that do turn over, right? That happens. You know, how do you unwind suspenses, tasks that have been set a year into the future when you have that transition take place? And then what about when somebody is sick? What about when they go on vacation? I said on yesterday's podcast, we have one of our key personnel right now on vacation. I think she's boarding a cruise ship in the Miami right now. I'm a little jealous. But, you know, when this scenario pops up, this is exactly what we're talking about. So, you know, we have initials are what Hawksoft uses, if you're not familiar with it, to, you know, create, still fighting a little allergy thing here, to create a user inside of Hawksoft. And so, you know, we have, when a customer is getting ready to bind, we have bind order, BND. Those are very high priority, obviously, when everything's ready to bind and we need to get this bound with the carrier. We have certificates of insurance. Those initials are CER. We have people who have committed to buy. We call those commits, COMs. We have follow-up one, follow-up two, follow-up three. The initials, funny enough, are FU1, FU2, FU3. We have new business leads. So when we get somebody that submits on our website or calls us over the phone or what have you, leaves a voicemail, then that's NB1 is new business leads. We have postcards that we send out for different events that, you know, when somebody comes to us, when somebody closes a quote, when somebody doesn't close a quote, those are PCDs. For, you know, quotes, we have QUO, we have RENs for renewals. I mean, the system goes on and on and on, right? UND is underwriting correspondence. So when there's a change to be made to a policy, we suspend that to UND so we can keep our agents selling insurance. And then we can have the people that process things on the back end be processing these things in bulk. So why is it important to process in bulk? When you're sitting there jumping from one thing to another, to another, to another, to another, it really makes it to where it not only do you work slower because you're doing multiple different kinds of tasks. When you jump from a quote to an underwriting correspondence to a certificate, and it's all kind of muddled up in your user list, right? Your suspense list, your task list, whatever your agency management system calls it. It not only does it slow you down because your brain has to shift gears between every task, and this is not Abe's opinion, this is science. It's out there. You can look it up. But, you know, it makes it to where you can knock these things out in bulk, and it is so much more time efficient because you're sitting in, you're like, okay, and you have your priority list, right? So NB1s for a salesperson, that's super high. Commits, COM, people that have committed to buy on this day and you've suspended or tasked it to that day, those are obviously also very high priority. Follow-ups, they get done later. So you get two advantages right out the gate. Number one, you're utilizing your time efficiently because your brain doesn't have to switch gears in between you know, these different tasks and think, okay, what am I doing here? So that one's out of the way. But then number two, you really get to prioritize your day. You get to say, okay, first I'm going to call people that are brand new, that have never heard of us before. Then I'm going to call my commits and see if I can get some people to close. And then I'm going to call my follow-ups. Or then I'm going to go in and do, you know, maybe I've got some suspenses that were suspended to me with questions people had or something like that. So, you know, there's these things that you can do to really prioritize your day and get your big money-making stones out of the water first. And that is why you should process your tasks in bulk with like-kind. And this has been your daily insurance meditation.